الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. This intention that we made, we keep on reciting this intention whenever we come inside the masjid. We always make this intention, and the blessing and the benefit, the scholars they say that as long as you shall remain inside the masjid, Allah Azza wa Jal's innocent angels will write free good deeds for you. Muft mein sawab hamare liye likha jata hai. So pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah, if you can make it a habit to recite as much durood as possible onto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah we're going to listen to a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever recites durood upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. So inshallah azawajal, try to recite as much durood as possible onto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But naturally, you know what's going to happen. As soon as we go outside, including myself as well, maybe we'll forget. Remember, the shaitan is always looking out for us. The shaitan always watching you. You know, has he made intentions? How can I get rid of him? How can I make him not to act upon the sunnah? How can I make him not to make good intentions? And we need to fight the shaitan. Humne shaitan se jihad karna hai, jang karni hai shaitan ke saath. And inshallah azza wa jal, for that, the best, the scholars, they say that the best thing that you can do is to choose a figure for yourself. Ek amount, have that in your mind that I'm going to recite this much durood e paak, no matter what happens. Recite that durood e paak and inshallah you'll see the benefits of that as well. Main bhi niyat karta hu, aap bhi niyat kar le inshallah, aur zor se kahe inshallah. Allah Taala gives us ability to act upon this. A very important topic that we're going to be talking about today, and such a topic that sadly so many Muslims